Chapter 2. Mr. Darcy. Elizabeth Bennet's dearest friend lived nearby at Lucas Lodge. Charlotte Lucas was 27, sensible, and plain. She came to call at Longbourn the day after the ball.
"I noticed Mr. Bingley danced with you first, Charlotte," Mrs. Bennet said.
"But he preferred his second dance partner," Charlotte said. "I overheard him tell Mr. Robinson that Jane was the prettiest girl in the room." Mrs. Bennet fluttered with happiness. "I know Mr. Darcy was not nearly as pleasant to overhear," Charlotte said, looking at Lizzie with a smile. Lizzie grinned back and would have said something, but her mother spoke first.
"He is such a disagreeable man."
"Miss Bingley told me that he is very agreeable to close friends," Jane said.
"Well, if he should ever ask Elizabeth to dance," Mrs. Bennet said, "she should refuse."
"I believe I may safely promise never to dance with him," Lizzie said with a smile. Charlotte raised her eyebrows at her friend.
"He is proud, perhaps, but with his family standing and wealth, he has a right to be."
"I wouldn't mind his pride," Lizzie said, now openly laughing, "if he had not so injured mine." Not long after this, the Bennet women made a visit to Bingley's sisters, and later they returned the courtesy.
"I am glad Mr. Bingley's sisters like Jane," Elizabeth later told Charlotte. "I believe she is falling in love with him."
"Then she should show it. If a woman hides her feelings from a man, she may lose him." Charlotte warned, "Bingley clearly likes Jane, but he may never do more than like her if she does not help him along."
"Well, he must be simple-minded not to see her regard for him," Lizzie said.
"Besides, she is still getting to know him."
"There is time enough to know one another after they are married," Charlotte said.
Lizzie burst out laughing.
"Oh, that is silly. You know it is."
Now, while Elizabeth was watching Bingley, someone else was watching her. With each meeting, Darcy found Elizabeth more interesting. He noticed how intelligent, well-spoken, and well-read she was. He noticed her light playfulness and began to wish he knew her better. His first chance was at a large party held by Sir William Lucas. At the party, Sir William walked over to speak to the scowling Darcy. "Your friend, Mr. Bingley, certainly seems to love to dance. You danced quite well with Mr. Bingley's sisters at the last ball. It would be a compliment to this place to see you dance again."
"It is a compliment I never pay to any place when I can avoid it," Darcy declared.
At that, Miss Elizabeth happened to pass by. Sir William insisted upon presenting her to Darcy.
"Surely you cannot refuse to dance with so much beauty before you, Mr. Darcy," he said.
Lizzie's cheeks reddened as she waited for Darcy to insult her, as he had at the last dance. Instead, he asked her to dance.
"Mr. Darcy is all politeness," Elizabeth said, smiling, "but he need not feel compelled to dance with someone of so little temptation."
Then she slipped away through the crowd, and Miss Bingley quickly took her place at Mr. Darcy's side.
"I find these people nearly impossible to bear," she moaned. "What do you think?"
"Actually, I was just thinking that intelligent eyes make a pretty woman even more appealing," Darcy replied. Miss Bingley stared in surprise and asked, who had so captured his attention?
"Miss Elizabeth Bennet," he said.
Miss Bingley frowned and said, "What a charming mother-in-law you will have." Darcy paid her no attention
at all.